Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Gospel of Working from Home here on Home-Based Business 101. And once again, hey, thank you, grandson, for that warm introduction. I really appreciate it. And hey, people, I appreciate you checking out this show. We've had quite a few people that have listened to some of the previous broadcasts in the archives, and you know, we want to thank you, the listening audience, for all that you do to take the time out of your busy schedule to listen to our show. I need to start off this morning with saying, hey, look, I got some $25 gift certificates that I'd like to be able to give away. So whether you're catching us live right now, or, you know, you can call in to the Blog Talk Radio number, which is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. That's the number to call in when we're live on the air here. You also can call into my personal switchboard, which is my conference call number line, and that number is 712-432-3100, and the PIN code is 513088. PIN code 513088. So call in. For those of you that are catching this in the archives, as so many of you have done in the past, then give us a call at 252-977-6834 so I can give you a $25 gift certificate to eat at a restaurant in your area that participates in our restaurant.com program. And I bless you, this is Thursday night on mall call. I went over to a restaurant in my hometown, Baltimore, Maryland. Went over to a restaurant, Phillips. And there's over 15,000 restaurants that participate in this program nationwide. So I'm pretty sure there is a restaurant in your area. And for being a faithful listener of Home-Based Business 101, I'd like to be able to reward you with a $25 gift certificate, which allows you to go in and eat $25 worth of food at a restaurant of your choice. So please make sure you get in touch with us. If you are listening on your computer right now, you can take and do that and check us out by calling in. You also can go to the chat room, and the chat room is open. Okay, so welcome to the chat, all users. Chat room is open. Switchboard is open. Conference call line is open. And let me give out those numbers once again before getting into today's content. When you're listening live, you can call in at 646-595-4222. You also can call in at 712-432-3100, and the PIN number is 513088. So I've given out all of that information, and like I said again, the chat room is open. If you enter in the chat room, you can communicate with us like that. And when you're listening to it in the archive, here, take down my personal number, give us a call at 252-977-6834 and say, hey, I want to be able to get one of those $25 gift certificates so I can go and eat out at a restaurant of my choice in my area. Okay, that takes care of those house notes as far as information that I wanted to give out to you. Again, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101. And today's show, Sunday, is the Gospel of Working from Home, in which we talk about learn the secrets of working from home, learn out what's going on in the economy. A home-based business can save your life. I'm talking about really people, yes, really can save your life. It's information I'm going to share with you today to solidify some points that we made last week. And remember, there's tax savings, time freedom, to help you gain more control of your time for yourself, your family, your community. And as I always say, working from home can truly be a blessing from God if you let it be. Working from home can truly be a blessing from God if you let it be. As you know, we've been sharing information around this topic, this theme called shrinking middle class, the vanishing middle class. You know, some people say it's just going to outright disappear. Mark Yarnell, he in 2007 said we had about 15 years left. It's 2010. That means it's about 12. Now, I know some of you say, oh, here, another one of them conspiracy theories kind of thing. No, this ain't no conspiracy theory, people. This is real. You need to prepare. What's one of the best ways to prepare? Well, in my opinion, developing a home-based business, and not only a home-based business, but to me, one in network marketing, in which you can basically get residual income, passive income. Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki feel that way. Mark Yarnell feels that way, and several other people out there feel that the best way for people to get beyond this bypass is to be able to be in a situation where they can get residual income, because the middle class jobs have moved out of America. Okay, now to solidify that point, there's an article that was sent out, posted July 15th in Yahoo. The middle class in America is rapidly shrinking. Here are the stats to prove it. Written by Michael Snyder. And if you email us, then I can send you an email link to this article. And I might be able to tweet it real quick. Let me see if I can tweet it to my Twitter account here. Tweet this. I'm going to tell you the essence of the article here. Essence of the article, again, is talking about how the middle class in America is a vanishing and vanishing and vanishing. And, you know, we really need to understand this whole economic phenomenon. Okay, this is what the article starts off. It says, 22 statistics detailed here prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the middle class is being systematically wiped out of existence in America. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer at a staggering rate. Once upon a time, the United States had the largest and most prosperous middle class in the history of the world, but now that is changing at a blinding pace. See, people, why is it changing? There's something that's called globalism and free trade. So why are we witnessing such fundamental trade, such fundamental changes? Well, globalism and free trade that our politicians and business leaders assisted would be so good for us have had some rather nasty side effects. It turns out that they didn't tell us that the global economy would mean that the middle-class American workers would eventually have to directly compete for jobs with people on the other side of the world, where there is no minimum wage and very few regulations. The big global corporations have greatly benefited by exploiting third world labor pools over the last several decades. But middle class American workers have increasingly found things to be very tough. Here are the statistics to prove it. 83% of all U.S. stocks are in the hands of 1% of the people. I mean, look at that, people. That's 61% of Americans always or usually live paycheck to paycheck, which was up from 49% in 2008 and 43% in 2007. The majority of people living from paycheck to paycheck, miss a paycheck, two paychecks, they're homeless. I mean, people, you know, this is staggering things that are going on out here. 66% of the income growth between 2001 and 2007 went to the top 1% of all Americans. 36% of Americans say they don't contribute anything to retirement savings. A staggering 43% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved up for retirement. That's why you see people working at McDonald's and greeting you at Walmart who are retired. People are not able to retire in dignity anymore. The days of having one job that could take care of all of your needs are over. You know, they're very rare and hard to find, like a needle in a haystack. The people, this, you know, this information is really, really serious. Again, if you email us, which is Babajahi at SouthernLink, as it's, well, it's on the home, the Blog Talk Radio homepage. But you go there, I have a contact information there, and have, and also I gave out my phone number, so I don't need to repeat all of that. So just let me just back up. I don't need to repeat all of that. Everything's on the homepage for contacting us. And the article that I'm quoting from this morning is called "The Middle Class in America is Radically Shrinking. Here are the stats to prove it." Posted July 15th by Michael Snyder, and it's on Yahoo Finance page. You can go on Yahoo and you can Google Michael Snyder and bring it up. He also has a blog called the EconomicCollapseBlog.com, theEconomicCollapseBlog.com. And on his blog, I mean, wow, I went through this blog last night. I mean, and the information that I've been sharing about this whole phenomena concerning the economy, the middle class, and taxes, and all of those things that we share here about why you need to be involved in a home-based business, he's got it. He's right on point. I mean, and the thing, again, what this does for me, it just reconfirms information that's out there, and as Mark Yarnell says, the majority of people in America don't even read one book a year. Now, why is that? You know, I believe part of it is, you know, people's lifestyles are consumed with day-to-day survival, and so they don't think beyond day-to-day, which is sad. See, the wealthy plan 10 years at a time. The poor live day-to-day, month-to-month. The middle class that is shrinking, they live year to year, planning a 2-week vacation. Most people I know nowadays is working these 2 and 3 jobs. They don't even have time to plan a vacation because if they miss two weeks' work, everything goes under. Everything goes under. Okay, with some more of these alarming statistics here. It says over 1.4 million Americans filed for bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy in 2009. Which represented a 32% increase over 2008. Only the top 5% of U.S. households have earned enough additional income to match the rise in housing costs since 1975. For the first time in U.S. history, banks own a greater share of residential housing net worth in the United States than all individual Americans put together. You know, people's, you know, we've seen the foreclosure movement and peace that's going on. You know, right now in Obama's desk, if he hasn't already signed it into law and approved it, they're doing a whole thing of extending unemployment benefits for people because your jobs, you know, have been shipped out. And what we're looking at, more than 40% of Americans who actually are employed are now working in service jobs, which are often very low paying. And for the first time in U.S. history, more than 40 million Americans are on food stamps, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture projects the number will grow to 43 million by 2011. People, these are some alarming statistics out here. And the question is, what are you doing? What are you doing to offset this phenomena as it affecting everybody else's life? What is your plan? How will you alter what you need to do to make a difference in your life? Again, very, very alarming statistics. Approximately 21% of all children in the United States are living below the poverty line in 2010, the highest rate in 20 years. The highest rate in 20 years. Now, here's the flip side. Despite the financial crisis, the number of millionaires in the United States rose a whopping 16% to 7.8 million in 2009. How did those people become millionaires? The majority of the new millionaires are making their money through the internet boom. And I will go into that in a little bit more detail when I come back on the other side. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101, the gospel of working from home this Sunday morning. And Home-Based Business 101 is part of Black Talk Radio Network. And Black Talk Radio Network, we're working to become a branded radio network, and we need your support. And we can get your support by you becoming a friend of Black Talk Radio. You can visit Black Talk Radio's site at blacktalkradio.com, and it will bring you to our site, and you can find out more about Black Talk Radio. And here is a short commercial to tell you about friends of Black Talk Radio and why we need your support.
The Black Talk Radio Network is a collaboration between the Black Talk Media Project and its media partners to produce online radio programming that deals with news and information related to the black community. A lot of work is being put into creating an independent black network, but in order to fulfill our vision, we need your financial support. For just $12 a year, you can contribute to making this vision a reality. Become one of the friends of Black Talk Radio today and help build the future of independent grassroots black radio.
Okay, people, on the homepage of Home-Based Business 101, you scroll down where you see links. And you click the link that says Friends of Black Talk Radio. It will take you to a PayPal account where you can make your secure $12 donation to Friends of Black Talk Radio. And we really, really would appreciate your donation. And so, you know, hey, go ahead and do that so that we can continue to move this network to the level that we would love to be able to have it, where we're able to broadcast more and more and get more and more information out to you. And, again, going back to the article that I'm sharing with you, and, again, this article was written by Michael Snyder, and it was posted in Yahoo Finance July 15th, 2010. So this is not some old arcade article. I mean, it's new, it's fresh, it's real, and it's, you know, hey, it's like my man, Evander Holyfield used to say, the real deal, Holyfield. Yeah, well, this shrinking of the middle class, this is the real deal, people. This stuff is happening before our very eyes, and you best come up with a strategy. Unless you know, hey, you don't mind being part of the super poor. And I'm not saying that to put anybody down. I mean, I know people want better quality life, and the government's not going to be able to take care of you, okay? The title of the article, again, the middle class in America is radically shrinking. Here are the stats to prove it. Now, as I was saying before I went to commercial break, is that the flip side of all of this in terms of what's going on, and they're bailing out the banks, and how people are hurting, is that rise in millionaires. Despite the financial crisis, the number of millionaires in the United States rose a whopping 16% to 7.8 million in 2009. What these new millionaires know that you don't know? Maybe they're reading Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki's book, We Want You to Be Rich. Well, I've known some people in the business that I'm in that have become millionaires network marketing. No, everybody's not going to do it, but the other side is this. The founder of our company, J. Lloyd Tomer, his goal is by 2020, to be and created 10,000 new millionaires. That's right. And all a person has to do is get involved and get mentored, and it could happen for them. But, I mean, it's happening. There are people that are heeding the call. There are people who are saying, hey, I see what's going on, and I got to put my plan B in effect, and my plan B is kicking in, and my plan B is going to eventually become my plan A. Because, see, again, people, American workers, those of you out there, this is what you're competing against. If you're a garment worker, in China, garment workers make approximately 86 cents an hour. And in Cambodia, a garment worker makes approximately 22 cents an hour. So you see why companies move to these places. I ordered a bike for my grandson that got through Walmart. And where was it put together at? Looking at the box right here in front of me. Made in China. See, Walmart has stuff. They're able to sell things at the price that they do. Why? Because they have a lot of items that are made in China, overseas, where people's wages are less than wages here in America. So just like the city that I'm in, Rocky Mountain, I tell people every day, certain industries that left here, they're not coming back. Textile industry left here, they're not coming back. Tobacco left here, they're not coming back. Me and my wife saw a beautiful color brochure, not that we're pushing tobacco, but a beautiful color brochure of how they market this stuff now. And the tobacco's being grown overseas. Why? Because they can pay people less to pick it. You know, and even with everything they've put out about, you know, as I used to always tell people, watch out, cigarettes will kill you and your health. People still smoking. And they got a little thing on the side of the pack, the Surgeon General warns, I see people all the time where I'm at. Got to get that cigarette break. When I did some work just recently for the census, you know, I mean, seemed like there was more people there that smoked than didn't smoke because everybody was going out to make sure they get their cigarette break in, had to have that shot of nicotine. So tobacco, you know, is and cigarettes are still being pushed. But the industry has left the country. So you need to find an industry that you can get involved in to come up with a new strategy. And I'm suggesting, as other people are suggesting, that you find a way to do that through the internet. Why you want to find a way to do that through the internet? Because it is a growth industry. It is a growth industry getting involved through the internet. Now, if you're looking for an opportunity, once again, the number here is 252-977-6834. We have a marketing opportunity in which one can come in our business and invest very little money and work towards their plan B. And no, it's not get rich quick, but if we got like 12 years left and you go to work, and work hard and really, you know, hey, do what other people won't do for about the next 2 years, I'm telling you, you'll be able to avoid what's coming down for most people. Mark Yanell, he even goes so far that if you follow his basic premise, he says he don't care what network marketing company you're in. If you actually go to work and get out every day, and spend at least a minimum of 2 hours a day talking to people about your business, that you will be able to get to the point where you can cash flow $25,000 to $30,000 a month in an 18-month period. So that's what you're going to need, people. That's what you're going to need. When your job says bye-bye to you and give you that slip, say, hey, wish we could keep you, but we're downsizing and it's time to go. Don't have a plan B already in motion. I'm not telling people right now out there that are working to just quit your job. But have a plan B so that when you have choices and options and when you get to that fork in the road, you can move forward because residual income is where it's at. Residual income is where it's at. And again, the article that I shared with you this morning, and you can go to Yahoo Finance and pull it up. If you go to Yahoo Finance, you want to put in search. You can put in either the author, which is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, and the article you're looking for is The Middle Class in America is Radically Shrinking. Here are the stats to prove it. And again, the reason I went through this article this morning, I don't want people to think I'm just giving out hype when we say, hey, the middle class is going to come to an end. As DeMarc Yarnell says in his 15 Years Left piece that we played last week, and that's also in our media player that we have on show notes here on the homepage, which you can listen to, you know, he said that, you know, that people have been knowing about this for quite some time, and knowing about it and sharing the information, but most people don't pay attention to it. And so, you know, this is not a conspiracy theory, people. This is actually happening before our very own eyes. Yesterday, I have a new person who became a business partner with us. And the thing was interesting, when we got to talking about this and then shared some information, they told us about an aunt that had been sharing this information with people back in the 90s. Who said that, hey, the middle class in America is going to come to an end. And people told her she was crazy. You know, hey, you're crazy. You know, what are you talking about? You're losing your mind. You know, she had the foresight to see what's going on. Probably was in tune with some people that knew what was going to happen. These phenomena that happen in the country that are human controlled is that the people in certain places already know what's going down. Good movie to go watch, and I pray, you know, we ain't going through nothing like that. It's the movie 2012, and how, you know, they knew about something that was going to happen to the earth, and, you know, they didn't want to tell nobody. You know, well, this globalism and this free trade stuff and all of this stuff that's destroying the American economy as we know it is so important that you understand it. Also, America's owned by foreigners now. You know, the majority owners on the stock market, in terms of who owns the American economy, is outside of this country. And that our money is not backed by gold no more. They just print it, which means, hey, it's becoming worthless and worthless because the gold standard is no longer used. If you want to know more about that, read the book Why We Want You to Be Rich by Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki. Okay. I've shared a lot of information this morning concerning the facts about why you need to have a plan B. And we feel as though we have one of the best plan Bs out there. Yes, one of the best plan Bs out there, where we show people how to get paid for something that they're already doing. And that's shopping. How to get paid for something that you're already doing, which is shopping. You want more information on that? Give us a call at 252-977-6834, and we can give you the hookup. All right, people. Hey, that's been this edition of The Gospel of Working from Home this Sunday morning, and I want to give you the lineup for the rest of the week. Tuesday at 10 a.m., we'll have Mentoring for Free. We'll be back on the air Tuesdays at 10 a.m. with Miss Regina Christian, and she will be sharing with you information that can help you get mentored. That's right, mentored for free, so you can take advantage of these business opportunities and be able to excel in network marketing. And again, we say network marketing because I believe that is the only solution for people with a little bit of money. You know, on Thursday nights, we do Mall Call. Make sure you tune in to Mall Call on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. And then on Friday mornings at 10 a.m., back on the air will be the Just Sorry Love Show, a show done by Mama Jahi, my wife, A Woman's Perspective of Working from Home. A Woman's Perspective of Working from Home. So make sure you stay tuned in to all of the shows and programs that we have here on Home-Based Business 101. Until the next time, God bless you. And as I close out with our theme song, It's My Time. Oh.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition for music and words that create powerful moments in